Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. There, we enter the final countdown here, week 18, the last week of the regular season, the last full slate of games until next September. Kind of shed a tear, but no midweek football has all the focus on the two Saturday games, a busy Sunday slate, and then, of course, on Monday night, we've got the CFP National Championship game, and our buddy Andrew Cayley is going to join us later in the show and run down the TCU-Georgia odds and his best bets for that big game. We're looking to close out the regular season on a winning note, pump out some profits before the playoffs. Podcast picks right now, 93, 75, and 2, a little better than 55% on the season, not too shabby. And we gave out a couple bets on the Tuesday pod. Hopefully you got down on those because those lines have moved and a lot of lines have moved here dramatically in week 18. This is one of the wildest weeks that you can wager on, and it's been even wilder this year considering everything that's gone on with that canceled Bills and Bengals game. Now we bet Dallas -5.5. This is a spread that is now up to -7. We took Tampa Bay alternative first half spread -2.5. That pays out +160. And we went Seahawks -6.5. That one has come down below the key number of 6. We're seeing Seattle as low as 5.5. Still like it even with the market moving away. I just don't trust Baker Mayfield on the road in what's going to be a crazy Lumen Field. So we're going to have more for you here for week 18, including our Team 600 teaser bet. And what I'm guessing is another touchdown, a touchdown winner, because you could hit big with Komet last week. Dell, my producer here at the 600. Dell, how you feeling hitting in the finale, buddy?
Feeling a little tired, but we're going to have a great playoffs, I feel. There's a lot of teams that are in contention, and There's at least 5 different teams that I feel I wouldn't be surprised if they came away with the Super Bowl. So I'm really looking forward to the playoffs here. It should be a good one.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to get a whole lot of blowouts or anything like that. We're going to see some pretty tight spreads. It should be really entertaining, and no one looks invincible at this point either. So
no, and if we get our Cowboys-Eagles squaring off, that would be a nice treat for
that's
both
right.
of us.
We could have a Cowboys-Eagles showdown in the playoffs as well, too, which would be fantastic. Because they both have a win over a backup quarterback, right?
Exactly.
We haven't really got the game that we want.
So not yet.
Hopefully the football gods appease us. And before we jump into the clock, we want to ask that if you have a couple seconds, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast on whatever platform you listen to us on Tuesdays and Fridays. Greatly appreciate that. Any feedback you want to throw in there, too, is always welcome. All right, so one more time for the regular season, 600 seconds on the clock, please.
Round 1, fight.
All right, we kick off the show as we do every Friday, top underdog bets in week 18. I just got two for this week right now. We're going to start with the big game in the AFC South, Titans and Jags. I took Titans +6.5 for a couple reasons here. So one, Tennessee, going to be about as healthy as it's been in a long, long time. You look at this team, a 6-game losing streak, a lot to do with injuries on both sides of the ball, but they're getting some guys back in this front 7. Also getting Derrick Henry back in action. He has crushed the Jags on the ground during his career, 121 yards rushing in week 14. And finally, you know, this is just a big divisional matchup for all the marbles. It's a pressure spot. Mike Vrabel's team has guys that have played in playoff games. They know pressure. Unlike a lot of these young Jags players, Vrabel is 60% ATS winner as an underdog during his career with the Titans. He's gone 9-4 ATS when catching 6 or more points. So Titans +6.5. I took Carolina +3.5 at New Orleans. This one down as low as +3, but Steve Wilks still coaching for his job, or at least a job somewhere. And Sam Darnold kind of on the same track. He's building on a great run since he took over here late in the season. He wants to be a starting quarterback somewhere. Panthers playing really good two-way football in the past month and a half. And even in the loss to Tampa Bay, the passing game looked good. And outside of a few mistakes and turnovers and then that wacky botched punt from the Bucs that somehow worked out, Carolina missed out on their playoff chances and lost that game last week. But Wilkes says these guys are coming to fight in week 18. That's good enough for me. Carolina +3.5. A few more wagers set for the season finales, and we're going to go back to Titans, Jags. I took Jacksonville wide receiver Zay Jones to go over 4.5 receptions. That was a +104. Not only is Jones still hunting for incentives, got to get that money, but his Titans defense here is susceptible to slot receiver and wide receivers too, and that's what Jones is behind Christian Kirk in this Jaguars receivers room. His reception total tempered a little bit because the Jags have not passed a lot in the second half of games because they've held big leads in the last two games. But he has gone over 5 or more catches in 6 of his last 8 games prior to those last two results. So Zay Jones over 4.5 receptions. Sticking with Saturday, I got action on Chiefs and Raiders, and we're going to go Las Vegas tight end Darren Waller to surpass 31.5 yards receiving. This one as high as 40.5. This is a weird total. But he's been getting healthier with every game since coming back from that hamstring injury. He's gone over 40 yards in each of his last three games. Kansas City ranks out among the worst defenses in DVOA versus tight ends. They have poor coverage linebackers. They have poor safeties. And those are the guys that are going to be on Waller. You also have Jarrett Stidham out there. He's going to be under pressure from this KC front four. I think Waller is his safety blanket. He targeted him five times. Waller had a nice day in week 17. He goes over 31.5 yards receiving on Saturday. There you go. Looking at Cleveland quarterback Deshaun Watson to go over his touchdown passes at 1.5. This one paying out plus 150. Nice return on this. Watson coming off a stellar second half against Washington last week. Starting to make some throws. Starting to look like that Watson that we knew from 3 years ago. Watson connected on three touchdown passes in the win. Now faces a Steelers defense that has allowed the third most passing touchdowns on the season. Watson starting to connect on deeper throws, push the ball downfield. He's got something going with Amari Cooper, who is closing in on a career high. He wants to finish out strong. So I like Watson over 1.5 touchdown passes at this price. And Amari Cooper is going to catch one of those. I like him to score a TD plus 195. That's a great return on him. Finally, the under on Bills wide receiver Stephon Diggs staying below his total of 71.5 yards in week 18. Last Monday, Diggs had a receiving yard total for 72.5 yards against Cincinnati in a matchup that really favored the over in passing. It was a really high total, expected a big shootout in this game. Of course, that one called in the first quarter with Hamlin's incident. And now we see Diggs' prop total, a slight decrease to 71.5 against the Pats, who ranked number two in pass DVOA, also number three in DVOA versus wide receivers one. Now, Diggs did go for 92 yards, caught 7 of 9 targets against New England in week 13, but since then has been very quiet in this offense, just 10 total receptions, 123 yards over the past three games. Game script says Bills -7 and a low total means the second half they could be up and running the ball a lot. They're going to try to get their starters out if they can. Allen playing with a bum wheel, that could mean a slower passing day. So Diggs under 71.5 yards receiving. Dell, what do you like here in week 18?
I like Aaron Jones anytime touchdown at -130. The Lions allow the fourth most rushing yards to opponents per game. And with so much on the line, Aaron Rodgers is going to know he's going to use what he knows works. And that's Aaron Jones. Detroit has allowed the third most touchdowns to opposing running backs this season.
All right. Sounds good. All right, covers Andrew Cayley, my man Taco, back for one more game, the big one in college football, the natty title game on Monday night. Let's talk spread here for TCU and Georgia.
So this spread opened at 13.5, and my gut reaction was that sportsbooks want bettors to take the points with the Horned Frogs, and that's what we've seen early on. 78% of our covers consensus is taking the points with TCU, and the line has moved to 12.5. But there's a reason Georgia is favored by this much. I think there's a big gap in talent disparity here. While the offenses are comparable, the defenses just aren't. This Georgia defense is still elite despite losing all those players last season. And I think the gap between the defenses is what will be the difference in this championship game. I'll lean towards the Bulldogs.
All right. And the total for this one?
The total, I don't really love it here. 62.5 that we're looking at right now. I just see too much of a variance in the outcome of the final score. Like, we've seen Georgia shut down great offenses like Tennessee and Oregon this season already. So I could see that happening in this game. But I could also see TCU making us believe once again like they have all season and ended up this being more like a shootout and going over those games. Like we saw in the SEC, in the college football playoff semifinals.
All right, so not a lot of love for the spread, not a lot of for the total, but there's got to be some bets here. It's a big game, a lot of options. What do you like?
Yeah, and we're not the Super Bowl here with the college football national championship, but we're getting there. I love some props in this game. I'm going with over Stetson Bennett, 275 passing yards in this game. He averages nearly 310 in his two conference title games and three college football playoff games. TCU obviously has a ball-hawking secondary, and that we saw that with those two pick sixes against Michigan, but that cost them. They rank 125th in the country in passing plays of 20 yards or more this season. Another one I like, I think Max Duggan could go over his rushing yardage total of 27.5. They saw Ohio State move CJ Stroud outside of the pocket a bunch to make for some success. Duggan will do that as well, but I think unlike Stroud, who threw it down the field, he'll tuck in and run a little more and go over his rushing total against a good Georgia defense.
All right, sounds good. Taco, thanks so much. That is the national championship game on Monday Night Football. You can find all his covers, college football gear, at covers.com, and be sure to follow him on Twitter at Covers Cayley heading into that game. Thanks, Taco. All right, time for the Team 600 teaser. We dropped a 5-3 last week. The Eagles' stupid game did us in a couple bets, but we're going to get back on the horse here. Week 18, I'm going Texans and Colts. I'm locking this total up from 38 to 44 points. Going under, I already have an underplay on this game that I bet on Sunday, but you have the two bottom offenses in EPA per play and bottom two by a mile. They're playing in a game. One team needs to lose to get the number one overall pick, and the other one has Sam Ehlinger under center, so under 44 points. Houston, Indy, what a toilet bowl. What an ugly game.
I like the Packers plus 1.5. The Packers have known what they've had to do in order to make the playoffs for 4 weeks now, and they've done it all. Final test is a divisional game versus the Lions. And for a young, inexperienced team, Aaron Rodgers is going to handle his business at Lambeau and get his team to the playoffs. He's only missed the playoffs 3 times in his career.
All right, back with another 2-minute drill. Arthur DeCesar of the Las Vegas Superbook. Arthur, we've got the teaser picks rolling in here. What do you like for week 18?
I'm going to stay local. It's going to be too many points. Raiders plus 15. Chiefs never cover.
All right. So we got Houston under 44, Green Bay plus 1.5, and then Vegas as a big old dog. All right. Biggest bet game for week 18.
It's going to end up being that Sunday night game, Packers and Lions. Everything will roll into that game, especially with the Packer money line stuff, and all eyes will turn to Sunday night football.
All right. Biggest liability lining up in week 18?
A surprise, a game that really doesn't mean much. The Colts, we've taken a lot of Colt bets. Took them at 1.5, 2.5, even 3. People believing Houston probably tanks for the number one pick.
What a garbage game. All right, give me a quick college football championship action report here.
All public money on TCU. We opened Georgia 13.5. We now have TCU, or now we now have Georgia 12.5. So it's been nothing but public TCU money, though.
All right, so ending pending futures here that the book is worried about in week 18?
Yeah, it's going to come down to that AFC South championship game. Jags, we're going to get killed on the Jags division. People have been loading up on them here in these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and they were popular bet over the summer months as well, too. Notable total for week 18?
There's not much, but Panthers-Saints has moved a couple of points. Total was 40, now 42, and that is sharp money that moved it 2 points.
All right, love Sam Darnold. I'm riding the Sam Darnold train. All right. Week 18 is usually a pain in the butt for books, but what's the biggest pain in the ass when it comes to setting lines for week 18?
Yeah, and you're right. It usually is, Jason. The end of the season's always tough, but it's just the uncertainty this week. All the backup quarterbacks, all these playoff weird scenarios now, and all the things that are going on. So it's really been a tough week.
Yeah. Slim pickings for props, too. We want our props, goddammit. And best bet for week 18. Let's finish the regular season on a winner.
Let's do it. I'm going to think the Titans stay close. Plus 6.5 Titans.
I'm right with you there, brother. And we rode with Carolina last week, and that should have been a win cover. But I'm back on Carolina this week as well, too. So Titans plus 6.5, best bet from Arthur DeCesar. Gets the seal of approval from me as well, too. All right, thanks, Arthur. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all the love, all the attention during the regular season. We're going to get ready for a great playoff run here on the Sharp 600. If you like the podcast, if you've been listening along, please rate and review the podcast on whatever you use to take it in. And we will talk to you on the Tuesday. Good luck.